stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Syrian forces advanced in the northern city of Aleppo Sunday in an ongoing offensive to wrest one of the country's major cities from opposition fighters. Syrian state media reports the army promised rebels safe passage if they cleared out of the city's eastern sector following bombing campaigns that have heavily targeted the area's hospitals. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of Aleppo was bombed Saturday for the second time in recent days as Syrian government forces and their Russian allies pushed to recapture the entire city. The New York Times reports U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss on his income on his 1995 income tax returns. The newspaper said the substantial tax deduction could have allowed Trump to legally avoid paying any federal income taxes for up to 18 years. The Times said the nearly billion-dollar loss was large enough to eliminate more than $50 million a year in taxable income for 18 years. The newspaper said it had consulted tax experts who saw nothing illegal in the Trump tax documents that took advantage of the tax provision. Responding to the report Sunday, Trump tweeted, "I know our complex tax laws better than anyone else who has ever run for president, and am the only one who can fix them." Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton speculated at a presidential debate that Trump had not released his tax returns because they would reveal he had not paid any federal taxes. This is VOA News. Hungarian